Grant and Danny coming your way next 2 o'clock. I do want to maybe open the phones if you got a. I'm curious how the roads are because we're going to get out of here soon. Give us a little heads up how we're looking. Because it's certainly not snowing hard now, but it is still snowing.
Yeah.
Did they do more work on the roads? But I want to
know.
Yeah.
Have they?
I wasn't impressed this morning.
I think it outpaced what they could do, but I'm with you. It wasn't in great shape. I'm hoping we. How do you think the ride home is going to be? Chill?
Slow.
Landfill, are you going home or are you sticking around? Landfill's going home. Jeffrey, what about you?
I'm going home for sure, bro.
Jeff asked me to go play golf earlier today. You know, I just ignored him.
That's so dumb. Jeff was lounging on the couch in the green room. Like, Jeff really made himself comfortable.
Nah, bro. I got here rather early.
What time?
This morning. Like 8:30.
You metro?
No, I drove.
I tried to be a real thinker this morning. I left early, had to get up, shovel my yard, all that stuff. It was great. All right, if you want to call in and give us a road update, phones are open. Jeff can take them. Now, B. Mitch, let's run through all the matchups that are set for this weekend.
All right.
It seems like they've kind of walked away from, remember that used to be super wild card weekend?
Yeah.
I think they're still calling it that, but they've kind of downplayed it a bit.
Don't worry. It'll get a little hyped up before this weekend is over.
No matter what happens in the universe, you can count on the Houston Texans playing Saturday afternoon. That is always the slot they get.
They normally get it.
Texans are home underdogs with the Chargers coming to town.
Yeah.
What do you think?
The Chargers have played well, man. I think Herbert has played way better this year. Their defense is tough. And the Texans, to me, their offense has not been anywhere close to what they were last year. And defensively, they are not getting those. They used to take advantage of every opportunity they got last year. This year, they don't seem to be getting that done. But
I tend to agree.
I have a feeling that they're going to be ready to play in Houston, though.
I do, too. Stroud's turned it over a lot more, but he has proven to be a pretty big-game player, I've always thought. That should be a good one. And then Saturday night, Ravens hosting the Steelers. Have you looked at the line in this?
No.
What would you guess it to be?
I would think the Ravens just...
Knowing the Steelers have beat them this year.
Yeah, but it was just last game wasn't a blowout the other way.
Right.
So I would say about 5.5.
Dude, 10.
Nah, I don't see it as that.
That's crazy, man.
All right. That's going to change before we get to it.
These phones are coming in about the roads. Let's go to my guy Jason in Rockville. Jason, how are the roads out there, dude?
What's up, fellas? Well, I had to go pick up my lovely 13-year-old daughter. Oh, man, I'm so tired. Downtown near the Capitol, from Rockville all the way down to North Capitol Street.
Ooh.
What would parents do, man? It was brutal, and I'm just coming back from DuPont. Around DuPont Circle, coming back, cutting around Connecticut, going northbound.
And so specifically, how is that area? Because I'm going to be on Connecticut in about a half hour.
It's not that great, to be honest. I have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I'm just going real slow, and people are just going fast, trying to get past the traffic lights. I'm like, this is where accidents come in. People don't know what they're doing. They just got to go real slow, and I think you're good to go. And it, by the way, it is circle, not roundabout, right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, dude.
All right.
Jeffrey, answer line 3. All right. I think that Ravens-Steelers thing is crazy to be a 10-point spread.
Yeah, I think so.
But, dude, the Steelers at the same time have fallen hard. And this is...
They fall hard, but you know one thing? Mike gets them to play at this time of the year.
They haven't won a playoff game in like 7 years.
He gets them to play, though. But still, I think the Ravens better be on alert. And I bet not get a phone call from Ben because I got a little Raven fan, buddy. Gets on my nerves.
I mean, talk about limping in. The Ravens lost 4 in a row to end the season. I'm sorry, the Steelers, rather.
Yeah.
Steelers lost 4 in a row to end the season. And I know, like, it's hard for us in Washington because it's been just to be steadily good would be so awesome. But it, for Pittsburgh, man, they haven't won. They haven't won a playoff game since the 2015 season. It's almost 10 years. Would you ever grow tired of that?
Tired of what?
Not winning in the playoffs. I mean, they finishing around.
Because, like, I keep telling you, when you make it to the playoffs all the time, now the expectation is for the next step is for you to win.
Right.
If you just make it and don't win, you'll be looking for a job.
Speaking of winning, our guy Rev T is on the line. It takes a village, Reverend.
Reverend, what's up?
How you been, buddy?
Oh, man, I've been good like Hollywood. And I'm trying to tell all you Bammers it's Victory Monday, but it's snowing outside. First thing I want to do is I want to wish safe travels to our Commander fans that went down to Dallas, man, that's trying to get back, man, in this snow from Dallas back up here to the DMV. Just safe travels there. Safe travels to everybody out there. Because I was trying to be smooth this morning and thought I was going to go to 7-Eleven and say, oh, thank heaven. I almost saw heaven. Almost saw heaven this morning. I thought I was going to get in the teller and ride. Well, I ended up coming right back out. And then my daughter, she looking at me, talking about she about to go outside to play in the snow. You know what I just told her, JP and B Mitch?
What's that?
You'll be back. You'll be right back in here. Man, it's nasty outside. JP, y'all better go get a hotel room. Tell Chris Kennard, go ahead and put y'all some hotel rooms. And y'all just lay low like
is the, DJ. Is, are the roads that bad, bro?
Hey, man, hey, JP, listen to the Reverend every now and then. It's nasty out there, bro. Let them people do their thing. I'm out here in Prince William County, where the rich people are. Man, they ain't hit my roads yet. They ain't hit my roads yet. No, no, no. Stay home. Stay home. Enjoy Victory Monday. Go look to figure out how y'all going to pay spend all the money to get to Tampa Bay, because I'm trying right now. This woman going to cuss me out. But I'm just saying, it's Victory Monday. Enjoy the moment and just be safe. Y'all know who this is, and I ain't never short of my words. I show with them Bama Street Rev T next year. The people's like, man, just say it with me. Come on, JP, in the snow.
Rev T.
Y'all Bamas be safe. Believe me. Guess what? I love all y'all Bamas. March with me. Ow! Love somebody, Bama.
Thank you, Reverend.
He said he loves us. He sure calls us Bama a lot,
yeah,
don't he?
Sure does. It's a wild ride.
I love your ears, JP. I love your ears.
Thank you.
Oh, my
that,
Lord.
That hits me right in the feels, Reverend. Thank you. Man of the cloth, Rev T. When we come back, is there any sports going on tonight? We'll make some bets. Caps play, I think. Nobody go anywhere.